this is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Today you will add another page to your storybook. You will start with a clean sheet of paper and write the words Noah and the Flood, number 3. You will add your memory verse, today's date, and draw a picture. And don't forget to add the rainbow. God gave to every one of us a conscience, and our conscience will make us feel bad when we do something bad. It guides us, keeps us from doing wrong, if we'll pay attention. But we can choose to listen or not to listen. The Bible says that there are people who have seared their conscience. That means they can do bad and not even feel bad about doing bad. But our conscience is like a little wheel that's turning in our heart. There's a song about there's a little wheel turning in my heart. Listen to the words. Think about the little wheel that turns in your heart.
In the Garden of Eden, but after they disobeyed God and sinned, they were driven from the Garden of Eden. And after a while, they had children, and their children grew up and had children, and now Adam and Eve were grandparents. And as more and more children were born, Adam and Eve became great, 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 great grandparents, until there was so many people in the world. People were everywhere.
God created Adam and he took the clay in his hands. He didn't set out to make an angel, he wanted to make a man. He made him a wife and called her Eve, and he gave them a job to do. He said, multiply, 'cause I want to fill the earth with a lot more people like you. God likes people, any shape, any color, any size. You don't have to be an angel to be really special in his eyes. He said it in John 3:16, and he proved it on Calvary too. God likes people, ordinary people, people like me and you. Jesus came to preach and heal back 2,000 years or so. Crowds of people followed him everywhere he'd go, 'cause he took the time to feed the hungry or to bless a child. And lots of good folks even took died on Calvary too. God likes people, ordinary people, people like me and you.
Yes, there were a lot of people, but there was also a big problem, and it was the same problem Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. The problem was sin. Sin is disobeying God. All the people had become so wicked and so evil, God finally said, I will destroy man and the animals. But the next verse said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these nine words tell us that Noah was not wicked. Noah was not evil like the other people, but Noah obeyed God. Emma and Avery, using your fingers to count, would you say those nine words?
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Good job, girls. Now, girls, would you lead the boys and girls in our memory verse? And boys and girls, use your fingers to count the words as you say them.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Good job. Of all the people in the world, there were only 8 people that were obeying God. When I name the people, using your fingers, count them. Noah, his wife, 1 son, a wife, another son, a wife, another son, and a wife. Now, how many fingers do you have up?
8.
Good job. God also told Noah to build an ark. An ark is like a great big boat. And Landon is going to sing about Noah building an ark. When Landon makes the building sounds, you make them too.
God told Noah to build an ark, build an ark, build an ark. God told Noah to build an ark for his family. Rap, tap, tap, and a saw, saw, saw. With a rap, tap, tap, and a saw, saw, saw. With a rap, tap, tap, and a saw, saw, saw. Noah built an ark. In came the animals 2 by 2. 2 by 2. 2 by 2. In came the animals 2 by 2. Into Noah's ark. All got in and the door was shut. The door was shut. The door was shut. They all got in and the door was shut. Into Noah's ark.
It took Noah and his sons a long time to build the ark. And all the time he was building, Noah was preaching to the people, repent, obey God. The people just made fun of Noah.
I never prayed.
There's a lot of rain falling from the sky.
Why is he even building the ark? There is no puddles. Is he gonna float in the dirt or something?
But Noah kept right on preaching and building the ark. Even though there had never been a flood, Noah knew that God was going to send a flood because God said he would. And God always keeps his promise. Noah believed God, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Girls, what was our memory verse?
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Then God told Noah, bring two of every animal and creature into the ark. But God also said in Genesis 7:2, bring of the clean beast seven males and seven females of every animal and creature. Do you know what clean beasts are? It sounds like maybe they had a bath. But it really means they had a special purpose. And the unclean beast, they had another purpose. The clean beast were for food and for a sacrifice to God. There were a lot of clean beasts that went into the ark, but only two of each kind of the unclean beast went into the ark. Noah and his family and all the animals, they go into the ark. The people were still laughing and making fun of Noah, but Noah just kept right on obeying God. Finally, they're inside the ark. And God shut the door. And then there was the sound of rain. And it rained and rained and rained and rained, and the rain became floods of water that covered all the houses. It covered all the trees, and it covered all the mountains. The people outside the ark were not laughing and mocking. They were afraid. They were seeing and hearing and feeling the punishment of God on them for not obeying God. But the sounds inside the ark were quite different. Noah and his family and all the animals were safe in the ark. After many days, Noah sent a bird called a raven, and the raven did not come back to the ark. Noah sent out a dove, but the dove came back. Noah sent out the dove again, and the dove came back with an olive leaf. The next time Noah sent out the dove, the dove did not come back. So Noah knew that he and his family and all the animals could go out of the ark. Landon is going to sing about a dove.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. Flood many days he searched for land,
he searched for land
in various ways,
various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. Sent him his love,
sent him his love
on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
Noah built an altar to offer some of the clean animals to the Lord, and God smelled Noah's offering. And it pleased the Lord that Noah would give him an offering. Remember, last week we sung joy to the world, and we learned of baby Jesus being born. We also learned that Jesus hung on the cross and he died and was placed in a tomb. But girls, what did Jesus tell his disciples?
After 3 days, I will rise again.
And Jesus did rise again. Jesus told his disciples that he was going back to heaven, but one day he was coming back for all the people who believed in God and obeyed him. And the disciples asked Jesus, "When are you coming back?" And Jesus said he didn't know what day, but it would be a day just like it was in the days of Noah. Jesus would come back when the world is just like Noah's day? Let's think about our story some more. Is today just like Noah's day? Well, in Noah's day, the people did not want to obey God. Do most people today want to obey God? The people in Noah's day laughed about the ark. Do people today really believe Jesus is coming right through the clouds to take the people to heaven who believe and obey God? Why, that's never happened before. But Noah had never seen the flood, so the people didn't think that would happen because the flood had never happened before.
It never rained.
Why is he even building the ark? There is no puddles. Is he gonna float in the dirt or something?
Noah, his family, and all the animals went into the ark, and God shut the door. Boys and girls, when God shuts the door, no one else can go in. Well, it sure sounds like Noah's day was a lot like today. If Jesus is coming when the world is just like Noah's day, then Jesus could come today. Preachers have preached all these years that Jesus is coming, and many people still don't believe it. I wonder what will happen to the people who are left after Jesus comes. Noah had preached all those years it was going to rain, and the people didn't believe it. I wonder what happened when it began to rain. Boys and girls, right now, let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray that all of our family and all of our friends will believe and obey God and be ready to go when Jesus comes. Thank you, Jesus, that as a child, you showed me I was just like the disobedient people in Noah's day, and I too would face a punishment just like they did. But thank you that some ladies told me that I could pray and ask you to forgive me of my sins and ask you to give me an obedient heart. And you would forgive me of my sins and you would give me an obedient heart. Today, please show the people who don't believe and who aren't willing to obey you Show them what you showed me. May this be the moment that they believe and turn their hearts to you. Lord, please prepare hearts for your coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, after the flood, God put a rainbow in the clouds to remind all of us of God's promise. His promise that He will never again destroy the earth with a flood. Now, when you see a rainbow, you will know what it is and why it's there. Right now, we need a rainbow song.
The wonder of a rainbow, it can turn a day that's so-so into a glorious day. Hey, don't you love a rainbow? It can make a heart glow, it can make a smile grow. The wonder of a rainbow. I've often wondered what Noah thought after the flood, when you felt a raindrop. God consulted with the promise of love. God made a rainbow and He hung it above. Rainbow, the wonder of a rainbow. It can turn a day that's so-so into a glorious day. Hey, don't you love a rainbow? It can make a heart glow, it can make a smile glow. The wonder of a rainbow.
Now, what was our memory verse? Remember to use your fingers to count the words.
Noah found it in the eyes of the year.
Good job.
And what is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me.
Good job. This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, Aunt
Dee. Bye, Aunt Dee. Bye, boys and girls.
Things in the
D Children's presentations or nonprofit groups featured on the program are Cedarmont Kids, St. John's Children's Choir, Agape Land, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.